The Takeover is brought to you by Coffee and Supply Co. Looking for a new coffee experience? Try Coffee and Supply Company located in Eagle, Idaho. It's a family-owned and features a pour-over bar, a unique bites menu, including vegan and gluten-free options, all locally sourced. Mention Speak Boise and receive 10% off any food and beverage. Visit www.coffeeandsupplyco.com or follow them at Coffee and Supply Co.
Need help growing your business? It's what you don't know that will cost you. Talu Peer Advisory Groups is here for every stage of business growth. Find out more at talloo.com.
All right, everyone, welcome back to the Takeover Sports Podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Seeker, and to my left, as always, I got my co-host, Seth Newville. Seth, how's it going, my man?
You said I'm the host, so then I thought you were just going to introduce me as Seth Newville. I was going to be a little pissed at
first. No, I've always done this. I've done this for so long.
I know, I think I've called you out on it too before.
Oh my goodness.
But I'm doing great.
Good to hear. We got a very special guest with us. He knows Seth better than me, but... Brett, my man, how you doing? Welcome to the show. I don't know how to say your last name.
Don't worry about it.
Okay. Kalpachian. I'm not going to worry. Cal what?
Kalpachian.
Yeah.
Kalpachian. Brett Kalpachian. My man, welcome to the show.
That intro music made it sound like I was in a Batmobile.
That was kind of cool, huh?
That's pretty cool.
That felt good, huh? You ready?
Oh, I'm ready.
Adrenaline's pumping?
Yeah.
Okay. Wow, what are we going to talk about today, boys?
Like we talked about, we're going to start off with Zion. Zion yesterday, everyone was freaking out. Hey. First game at Madison Square Garden, it's always a big deal. Everyone always freaks out about Madison Square Garden, which is cool. It's the Knicks, I guess. They've been trash forever. But he said it was one of his favorite places to play after the game. And then everyone knows the Knicks photoshoppers that are starting to put him in Knicks jerseys already. Just want to get your takes on this because I got a little take on Zion.
All right, what's your take?
No, I'll let you guys start.
About what?
Zion.
Just Zion?
Do you think he will eventually leave the Pelicans?
In like 7 years.
I think it's going to be a Davis thing. I think at first he's going to be like, yeah, you know what? We can definitely win. He's going to be loyal to the soil. And then he's going to be like, oh, this is a very dysfunctional franchise. Wow, I should probably leave. And I think he's going to get traded. I don't think he leaves. I think they trade him.
What do you think, Brett?
Yeah, I think I'm in that boat. Like 7 years.
It's a good boat.
After he's trying to do it in New Orleans, but ultimately it'll never happen.
Yeah. You know? And then the Pelicans are going to rebuild again.
Yeah.
So going on Zion.
Oh, here we go.
And I get it. I think Zion's one of those people that I like Zion. Like, I think he's like, I got nothing wrong with the dude. He's goofy. He's weird. I can't stand watching him celebrate. That pisses me off. That drives me crazy.
Is it like the flex bounce he does?
Just like the walk. The way he walks pisses me off.
The waddle.
But he's a good dude. I think a lot of it's the how much SportsCenter hypes him up to him. I'm starting to hate LaMelo Ball now for the same reason. But to go on it, though, I do think Zion's severely overrated.
Severely.
I everyone's like, oh, his numbers are crazy. He's on pace to score all these points. Like, yeah, he's putting up great numbers. But no one talks about Ja Morant, and Ja Morant has done far more with the Memphis Grizzlies so far than Zion has done with the Pelicans. And I would argue the Pelicans roster is so much better than the Memphis Grizzlies. Like, even everyone right now is going bonkers about Steph Curry, which is like, I love watching Steph get back to his old self. It's awesome. But Steph is the best player of the Warriors, who I think the Warriors have a better roster than the Grizzlies, are sitting behind the Grizzlies in the standings. And no one talks about Ja Morant. And this team was, what, they're the 9th seed last year. They lost in the play-in game and the bubble or whatever.
Yeah.
And you look at the roster, it's like, what, Ja Morant, Dylan Brooks, Grayson Allen.
Jonas Valanciunas, don't sleep.
Yeah, Jonas Valanciunas.
And Kyle Anderson having his best year as well. And he's also a good player. Slow-mo. Yeah. He's not fast, but he knows how to pass. He can rebound. Decent shooter. Anyways, so I think you're disrespecting the Grizzlies roster.
Take that roster over. Like, take Ja off the Grizzlies. Take Zion off the Pelicans. And you have that roster against Eric Bledsoe, Lonzo Ball, Brandon Ingram, Steven Adams, Josh Hart.
I think I take the Grizzlies.
Oh my gosh.
I think I do.
Oh my gosh, that's so bad.
I think I do.
No.
Yeah. The Pelicans can't hit free throws, too, by the way.
Who scores on the Grizzlies?
Worst free throw Dylan Brooks. Everyone you just named. Valanciunas, Dylan Brooks, Kyle Anderson, Grayson Allen.
I am like... And I am by no means athletic. I'm like Jaren more Jackson athletic than like 90% of those guys. Jaren Jackson Jr. hasn't played all year. He hasn't played a single game yet.
When he does play, he's good.
Brett, what do you think?
Y'all are funny, man. This is my first experience. And then I started thinking about Grayson Allen, like tying people's shoes together on the sidelines. Yeah. So, I mean...
That'd be like the only way the Grizzlies would beat the Pelicans team without Zion and without Jaw. If like Grayson Allen were like... drop kick like Brandon Ingram in the nuts, which has like there's a good chance that could happen, but that'd be like the only chance I think this Grizzlies roster I think is bad.
Yeah, I think Nike need to do like a promotion every time you play the Grizzlies or against Grayson Allen, they give you like laceless shoes.
Velcro. Yeah.
But I'm not trying to like go off on Zion because I like the dude. I'm like old school in the way where when everyone buys into a guy, it just kind of makes me hate him. Like, I just kind of get tired of it.
I feel that.
And I think Zion's part of that because, yeah, the dude's fun to watch. He's put up good numbers, but until you win, like, it's hard for me to respect you as, like, one of the best. Like, I remember when Zion got drafted, there's the big argument, like, is Zion top 20 already? I was like, what? Like, the dude just got bounced by UCF in March Madness, and we're telling him that we're talking about how he's, like, top 20.
I think the league needs to loot. A new LeBron, because LeBron's mm-hmm. 36 now.
Yeah.
And so now they've been hyping up since high school.
Yeah.
You see all the highlights and
That's
what the league wants. You know, they want Zion to be that guy. I'm not sure if he can do it yet.
Which right. I think he has the potential to be. Like, he is, for his weight, he is insanely explosive. His blocks are highlight reel worthy.
So do you think Zion's like, the future of the NBA?
I think he will. I think he can. He has the potential to be top five in the league at one point. Easy.
I could see that. I could see that.
I think so.
He's not going to say that yet.
I know. No, he's 20. Yeah. I completely agree. Yeah. Right now, yeah, obviously. And yeah, he can't win right now. He's because of this Pelicans team. They're a little...
Jockin.
They're young. I know, I think but they're not going to go far.
I think John Morant is like the most underrated player in the NBA.
Little disrespected.
Good. Like, yeah. I think
I see
he
what
is,
you mean. Not talked about enough.
No, and that dude is insane.
Yeah, and I love Ja.
And it's a point guards league.
Love John Morant. That is true. Yeah. Guards get a lot more love, and because you can win with guards more than big men.
Mm-hmm.
Very true.
I think what I see Zion as is like in a couple years, a Giannis Antetokounmpo. Might get an MVP, might get a couple MVPs, but come playoff time when the game slows down, he gets pretty easy to guard.
That sounds like a pretty good career,
You overhelp.
Giannis,
it's
who?
A good career, but we're talking about how they're like the it's going to be like the face of the league or whatever. The face of the league isn't just an MVP. The face of the league is someone like, as much as I hate him, LeBron's been in the finals like for the last decade straight.
Well, it's been LeBron and Curry.
Yeah.
And Curry was the face of the league for like 2 years and then LeBron took it back.
Yeah. I think if anyone, it could be the future. I'm going to put my money on Luka.
I feel like Luka's got a lot of empty stats.
He does get a lot of empty stats.
For, you know, what they're putting him as. First team NBA.
Right.
Last year?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so.
I think he will be again this year.
Yeah, yeah. Probably will be.
Shot he had was gnarly, though.
Yeah.
The little floater from three. That is absurd because he can make absurd shots. I just don't think he's explosive enough to be the face of the league, if that makes sense. He's too slow.
Well, he's not American either, so they're not going to want
that's
that,
also
you know?
Very true. That's a very valid point. So, yeah.
Like the U.S. just
and yeah, Giannis isn't American either.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I truly think the NBA is in trouble a little bit. I think, we were blessed like with a decade of entertaining, personable, fun stars. Like KD's always been involved with a bunch of drama. LeBron's LeBron. Steph's is like something we've never ever seen before. And we had that for like 10, 20 years. Then Harden, a guy everyone hates. We get this Westbrook. The future stars like right now, they're good, obviously. But I don't think they're like that personality type that people draws people. Like, I don't think people turn on the TV and be like, oh, I cannot wait to watch Trae Young play.
Yeah.
Like, I don't see that happening. And I like Trae Young. I respect his game.
I think it's LaMelo right now that everyone's trying to turn on to watch.
Ugh.
It is. I mean, it is. It is, right?
I've never turned on my TV to watch the Melo Ball.
I think Charlotte might be the reason as well because of that. I think if he gets paired with maybe another star in the future, and again, he's only 19, but again, it's kind of like the Zion effect. They're overhyping him. They need someone fresh. LeBron's almost out the door. Curry's almost out the door. That's kind of what I see. I see it's right now it's LaMelo, Zion, and Luka that everyone's just kind of...
it's going to be Cade.
Oh, my.
And again,
talk about
we still
overrated.
Have,
Cade Cunningham.
We still have
you
a
don't
lot
like
of,
Cade Cunningham?
We still have draft classes that are coming up, too. Like, we have a lot of talent. Mm. I think the league, personally, is deep. The deepest it's ever been with talent.
Yeah.
But with personalities, you got a point. Nothing really crazy.
And it sucks when they all want to go play with each other.
Yeah.
And...
right.
Take each other to dinner.
Yeah.
Like that, I think that's going to ultimately hurt the league. Like I no one wants to watch that. I mean, I guess some people might, but I don't want to watch the stars play with each other. Like, could you imagine how boring it'd be if Jordan's just like, yeah, I'm going to go join Isaiah Thomas and Joe DeMars in Detroit.
Yeah.
After they beat him, like the league would have sucked. And I think that's what's happening right now.
Yeah, the Nets are pretty dumb.
Yeah. that's a bold take there.
They got Harden for a bag of peanuts after Katie and Kyrie.
Right?
Banana boat 2.0.
Yeah, it's the social media boat.
Yeah.
You got any other hot takes on the NBA?
Talk about we're getting ready for the playoffs time, not to like destroy the NBA anymore, but we could talk a little bit about the playoff picture.
Okay.
I know Brett's a big Jazz man, so I just want to start off the question.
Oh, yes,
with,
that's right. You said
are
that.
The Jazz for real?
Jazz the finals.
could happen.
We'll see. I think that team is pretty deep, which would be nice. They got like what, 6-7 scorers. I know Joe Ingles isn't really a scorer, but I'm gonna count him as a scorer.
He could shoot.
He could shoot it.
And so I think they're gonna provide a lot of good matchups in the playoffs, even though they don't have that experience. But if they get the Lakers in the second round, that might be kind of tough. Rested LeBron, rested AD.
Right.
That's a tough second round matchup.
I think it all depends on AD's injury and how severe it is. I think that's huge.
When is he supposed to come back? Do you know?
I think he returned to basketball time, activities.
Yeah, oh, really? Around the same time as LeBron, I think.
Okay.
Because LeBron's 3 more weeks, and I think they're not trying to rush AD at all. So I think it's probably, 2 weeks for AD, 3 weeks for LeBron.
That's a problem. That's a problem for the Jazz and the rest of the league, to be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because if they're both healthy, then Lakers will go to the Western Conference Finals.
Yeah.
No problem.
I don't see the Suns doing very well, to be honest.
In the playoffs?
Yeah. Chris Paul has never won on the big stage.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they're
DeAndre
very
Ayton,
young.
DeAndre Ayton cost my March Madness bracket like 4 years ago, and I've never given that up. So.
He lost here. He lost in Boise.
He lost in Boise.
It was in Boise.
Buffalo.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's right.
That was Bobby Hurley's team, I think, right? Wasn't Bobby Hurley the coach of that Buffalo team?
I have no idea.
And now he's coaching Arizona State.
Mm. I've never forgiven Aiden since, though, and I'm going to continue to hate on the Suns.
They've got a deep squad, but like zero playoff experience. Yeah.
Less than the Jazz, so I don't
way know. Less. Oh, yeah. Because the Jazz, they've made the playoffs.
They beat Oklahoma City a couple years ago.
Yeah.
Jazz have been, I mean, Donovan Mitchell, I think, has gone, except for this past year, gone into the second round every year, time he's gone to the playoffs.
I think so too, yeah.
Yeah. So, they've got experience.
They couldn't beat Houston a couple times. They can never get past Houston in the second round.
Yeah. The Clippers, it seems like every time it's a big stage, they'll always collapse.
Yeah, I can see that happening.
I would much rather face the Clippers than the Lakers.
Yeah, I think so too. Yeah, and then Denver without Jamal Murray, screwed.
Yeah.
Denver was like my pick. I thought Denver was going to go to the finals before that happened.
With
Aaron Gordon, everything was gelling. They had Jokic. I thought that team was going to... And I was so stoked because they were going to play the Lakers in the first round. Mm. It's like, damn, that's perfect.
Oh, yeah, they were.
Yeah.
So that's going to be a problem for the league too, is that the Lakers are going to get the Nuggets most likely in that first round matchup. And
it's going to be a breeze.
Dispatch them pretty easy.
Yeah. Unless Portland can, but now Dame's out too. So,
how long is he out for?
I don't know. They said they'll reevaluate him next week.
Okay, so he'll be out a decent amount of time.
Yeah,
I didn't know he was injured.
Yeah,
yeah. Time's ticking on the regular season right now.
Adam Silver has ruined the league with this, all these back to backs that he's playing. 72 games in like 120 days or something crazy.
That's insane. Yeah.
Like every star has gone down this year.
Right. Yeah, I don't think anyone's played every game.
Yeah.
Honestly,
I don't know.
I don't think you can play 72 games. I don't know. It's too much. We don't need 72 games in general.
I coached a high school team in Pocatello last week. We played 4 games in a day. I don't want to hear it. Not one injury. Girl got her wind knocked out, but not one injury.
That's a lack of effort.
Yeah, you're not coaching them hard enough. So yeah, Utah Jazz, Brett. So what do you think? How far realistic do you think they can go if they keep the one seed?
I think they could. One seed is important. If they play the Lakers, I think they'll have a. I mean, they're going to get some fans in. I mean, you know, Utah, they'll probably reduce some restrictions to get fans in the building there. Whereas LA might not have too many fans because it's still California.
Right. Yeah.
So I think that could be a good advantage. And then, to be honest, Rudy Gobert, I feel like he's one of the most underrated players in the league.
And everyone hates him. I don't understand why everyone hates Utah.
Well, hate I think it's the COVID spreader. Yeah, he was licking the mics, you
know? Rubbing his balls on the mics.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, and then I don't know. I feel like he's very underrated though, because watching the Jazz play, like, you can just sense his impact. Like, he doesn't have to block a shot, but if someone gets in the rim, it's like he's not going up.
Yeah,
and so that just really affects their whole defense. Donovan Mitchell, I think he can do it in the playoffs. We'll see.
I think so.
I don't think he's the most clutch player. He's missed a lot of shots in his day. But I think he can get it done in the playoffs. And if not, Clarkson can. Connelly.
Clarkson's a dog.
You know, if Mitchell's not going, they've got a good, like, pick-and-roll offense. And that's so easy to go to in the playoffs. Just pick-and-roll.
Just slows down.
Yeah, just slow it down. And I think the Jazz have been working on that all year. So.
This team really reminds me of, and you'll like this because I know you liked this team, the 2006 Heat.
Oh,
like the Heat team that won it all before they had LeBron, because they beat Dallas.
D. Mitchell's literally reminds me of D. Wade.
Yeah. And then they had like an old Shaq who wasn't that great, but he was still Shaq. And that's kind of like Rudy Gobert now. Just kind of takes up space and
way more athletic.
Yeah. And then you just got a bunch of utility pieces to fill in there. And that team went on to win a championship. And I think they were what, like the 4 or 5 seed in the Eastern Conference that year. They were not that good that year.
I can't remember what seed they were. That was a while ago.
Yeah.
But yeah. All I want is to just like win. Because everyone hates on Rudy Gobert and kind of the Jazz in general.
Sleeping. You
know, small market. And so I feel like winning a championship and then being hated sounds pretty fun, to be honest.
I don't understand the hate with Utah and how people could hate like a small market team. That's what I've never understood that. Like, it's so easy to hate like LA or Brooklyn because it's, I mean, when you're spending a bazillion dollars and you have an incredible area to live in, it's pretty easy. I mean, you should be contending every year. Like, the Lakers should never not be contending.
Yeah.
Like, I think I'll make that argument. The Lakers, like, there are those brands that, like, the Yankees in baseball. The Yankees, I mean, we're 15 games in the MLB season, and the Yankees fans were, like, throwing baseballs and beers onto the field last night because they lost, like, 4 in a row. Like, those teams, like, I don't think you could ever have an excuse to lose. Whereas, like, Utah, it's crazy that they've been good for so long because, I mean, if you're an NBA player, why would you want to go play in Salt Lake?
Yeah, for real.
Right.
So I don't know why people hate him, but there's a lot of people that seem to hate Utah, and LeBron's one of them. LeBron does not like Utah.
Yeah. Well, I think there's like some racist incidents with the fans that, you know, taint everything.
Yeah.
And especially Utah. You know, there's
Russell
a lot of white
West.
People there.
Yeah. The Russell, Russell Westbrook's favorite place to play is
Utah
Jazz.
I was at that playoff game a couple years ago when they played against the Thunder, and Mitt Romney was waving goodbye to Russell Westbrook. Yeah, that was pretty cool to see. But yeah, they do not like Russell Westbrook there.
Oh, not at all. Yeah.
But I see if the Jazz can get past the Lakers, I think that series would probably go 6 or 7, in my opinion.
Oh, I
7
think so.
home court, I'd have to lean Jazz there. Well, yeah, I'd have to lean Jazz there. And I think if they can get past the Lakers, they'll probably win that next round series against Clippers or Suns.
Yeah.
What it's looking like right now.
Yeah.
I'd favor them in that.
That's right,
round.
Yeah, because they'd face in the second round.
I don't know if I'd favor him against the Nets, though. That seems kind of crazy.
Brooklyn?
Yeah.
I don't know. I got weird vibes about this team.
I think if anything, they're going to shoot. Like, the only team they could lose to is themselves.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, Brooklyn should not lose, but I could see them.
But this team could easily beat
themselves.
I don't
know. Someone might, like, tweet at Durant during the playoffs, and he'll mentally just be gone.
Kyrie
will
just be in his own world.
Solving world hunger in the jungle.
But playing basketball.
Like, this team, they're talented, but they also don't play defense, and that's what really worries me, is playoff time. Are you going to get, like, a Kyrie that's going to get, like, gritty? Like, they were able to get away with it in Cleveland because the pieces around them accepted the roles, like, we're here to play defense.
Right.
Like, Dellavedova obviously didn't need to play offense. He was fine just guarding the best player and letting Kyrie do his thing on offense. But now you got James and Kyrie and KD, all these guys that want the ball, and only one person can shoot the ball per possession. So I think it's going to be interesting. I mean, they should be able to figure it out.
They should, because I'm looking at the Eastern Conference, and I'm like, who is beating this team?
Yeah.
I think if they're going to lose, they're going to lose in the East, though. They're not going to lose in the finals.
In the finals.
But I could see the Bucks giving him problems because Giannis can't really do it when he plays against defenses in the playoffs.
Right.
And we know the Nets don't have defense, so maybe he'll be able to turn up there for the first time.
Yeah.
You know, he hasn't performed in the playoffs very well.
No.
Right.
But yeah, because
same
he's
with
lost
Middleton.
Because they've lost to the Heat, good defense.
Right.
And then before the Sixers, good defense.
Clamped by the Raptors, too.
Did they lose?
Yeah, they lost the Raptors.
Good, all three good defenses. Yeah. If they play the Nets, that's not a good defense. Yeah. And so I think Giannis might be able to shine there.
Plus, I think it'd be nice because the pressure wouldn't all be on him. Like, the last two years, Giannis has been expected to win the East.
Right.
Yeah.
So there's been a lot of pressure there. Now he's not.
And
I think that always helps.
And I
helps.
Think Drew Holiday, that acquisition is going to help the Bucks.
I love Drew Holiday.
Yeah, to put on Harden, Kyrie.
Yeah.
I mean, those guys are hard to stop, but to slow them down, that could be monumental for that team, I think.
What are the standings in the East right now?
Philly 1, Brooklyn 2, Milwaukee 3, Atlanta 4, Boston 5, Knicks 6, Heat 7, Hornets 8.
Yeah, if the Nets get the 1 seed, that's an easy path.
Yeah.
They'll get an easy first round and then that 4 seed, what is it, Hawks or Charlotte?
Hawks or Celtics.
Celtics?
Yeah.
Yeah, that 4 or 5 is not going to be good.
Yeah.
So I feel like you want the 1 seed. The Nets going to want that. And if the Sixers get it, that could be interesting too.
Right. Because then Brooklyn...
I'm not on Philly.
Because then Brooklyn plays Miami first round.
That's a good team still.
That's decent. Then if they win, they'd go on to face the winner of Milwaukee and the Knicks.
Tougher path.
Yeah.
A little bit tougher. Yeah. And I've never been a big believer in Philly.
No. I can't.
I just can't.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. I don't know.
They'll
what
find
it is.
A way. I don't care what the seedings look like right now. They'll find a way to lose to Boston.
Yeah.
Yeah. Seriously. Yeah, or
it will happen at some point.
It's going to.
Boston's
going to
get like the 9 seed and win the play-in game and then go and beat him in the first round. That's Simmons, my prediction.
Ben Simmons is going to average a cool 5-2-9 in the playoffs.
With like 3.5 steals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. I was arguing with my buddy yesterday. He's a big Sixers fan. Bunderson, you know, Bunderson.
Yeah.
Argued about Ben Simmons. Like, what's going on with your boy? I have him in fantasy and the dude, like, I'm about to drop him for like Ricky Rubio right now. And I was like, what's going on with your boy, Ben Simmons? Like, well, he's defensive player. Like, could you not be good at both? Like, is it a crime to be good at both?
Like, yeah, it's like just at least shoot the ball.
I just don't get how you could, and we were talking about this before, how you could be a number one pick. Your job is to wake up and play basketball. Like, pretty good gig. Like, I would love that, where you wake up and just go play basketball, and yet your shot gets worse and you offensively regress. Like, I don't understand.
And you have to grind too. Like, not just play basketball, you have to grind, like literally train, and still, how do you get worse?
Yeah, I don't understand it.
Ben Simmons is going to get swept by the Celtics and then tweet DPOY some stats at Rudy Gobert.
Yeah, he brought up like some game in 2018 on why he's better than Rudy Gobert.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so
bad. It's the Kardashian effect.
But I do think if they surrounded Ben Simmons with... I think Simmons and Embiid can't be on the same team.
No, I was about to say that. That experiment's got to stop.
Yeah, like Simmons with like Steph Curry, Klay Thompson.
That would work.
I mean, anyone would play well with them, but he just needs to kick it out to three-point shooters like what they did with LeBron.
Right.
Because he's kind of that type.
Yeah, you give Simmons a lineup of...
And the paint, so Simmons can't drive.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so...
It's kind of tough.
Give him a lineup of like... Steph, Kawhi, Giannis, and LeBron, he should be pretty good.
They still find a way to lose.
If LeBron's taking last second shots, then yeah.
Yeah.
But it's so, and I think that's why Giannis is struggling in the playoffs, because we've talked about playoffs, basketball slows down. Games get way more in the half court than in transition.
Yep.
And when you have your best player, your go-to guy who can't score outside of 15 feet, like it gets hard to score because their defender just clogs the lane.
Yeah.
Right.
Like if I'm guarding Ben Simmons, I'm saying go double team Joel Embiid every single time. And I don't care where Ben Simmons is at because he's past 15 feet. He's in no man's land.
Yeah, he might
so.
As well be on the bench.
Yeah.
Honestly, might as well.
And that gets to be a big problem down the stretch in games.
Yeah.
All right, let's go ahead and switch gears. I think we're at 23 minutes on NBA talk. That was good. That was really good. But we got the NFL draft coming up next Thursday. So we got some picks to talk about. Brett's an Eagles fan, by the way. We're going to definitely be talking about them.
Fire Howie Roseman.
Yeah.
Hey, you should draft a GM at 12. Can you do that? Can you draft like a new up-and-coming GM?
No, you can't.
Did you guys read that report on like the Eagles' dysfunction recently?
Yeah, I heard about it on the show I was listening to this morning. They were actually talking about it. There's someone
crazy.
Did some article
or
something.
The owner is like trying to be a whole part of like the behind the scenes stuff, like to stuff from the head coach. Jerry Jones. And then he's like, him and the GM like work super close together. And GM like has his own draft rankings and will draft random players when the scouts are like draft these other players in the analytics. And it's just like complete toxic, like just mess.
Did you like the Doug Peterson firing? Did you want Doug Peterson gone?
I would rather have the GM gone. I'd rather have the owner gone. But I think it was time for Doug Peterson to go, because what he excelled at a few years ago was like the whole fourth down, starting to go for it. That was his bread and butter. And he did that before anyone. Yeah. We went on fourth down way more than anyone in that league. And that's like kind of how he got his ring. And mm-hmm. then the rest of the league caught up to him, and he had no new ideas. And he wasn't that good of a coach. It turned out. So I think I was ready for him to go. I'd rather have the GM gone. I was kind of ready for Wentz to go too.
Yeah.
I would rep Wentz so hard, but at the end of the day, he did not perform.
You hated Wentz watching games with you.
Oh my gosh, he was bad. I think everything about the Eagles was just shocking this season. Mm-hmm. So honestly, just as much of it as can go, like the better. And so we got rid of two problems. We have two more. I don't know if they're going to go, but at least it's a reset for this season.
Right.
I think the Eagles are going to get 6 wins this season, max. But
yeah. So kind of like the same deal.
I think they get last in that division.
I like how they traded Hurts or Wentz, because I want to see Hurts this year. I don't want him to take a quarterback, and I like the trade back.
So that was going to give me one of my questions.
Honestly, I did too.
Yeah.
That was going to be one of my questions for you if Fields, everyone's projecting Fields to fall now.
Right.
And falls to 12, would you be okay with a quarterback there?
Yeah. I mean, my philosophy, I'm a big proponent in like passing NFL. So quarterbacks, wide receivers, corners, I'm taking those in my first 3 rounds every year, especially corners. So Fields falls to 12. Yeah, I'm taking him. But I do like how we traded back from 6 to 12 and say like, unless something crazy happens, like Fields falls to 12. So like, here Hurts, this is your team for a year. We're not going to be very good, but let's see what you got.
Right.
And I think I'm a fan of that move.
I like the move to trade down, but what's weird about this year that I think is a lot different than in years past, and I don't really know why, is why all these trades happen so early. Like, draft picks become so much more valuable like the days before the draft or draft night themselves. Because if you would have stayed at 6 and all of a sudden like someone falls like a Kyle Pitts or like a Justin Fields falls to 6, now everyone's like, whoa, we didn't expect them to be at 6, and now they're going to be like pushing. Like, I think Atlanta's going to win the draft. I mean, I think Atlanta's sitting in a position where they should win the draft, sitting at 4.
Yeah.
Because we know Lawrence and Wilson are going 1 and 2.
Yep.
Sounds like Mac Jones is going to go number 3.
No.
And so now everyone's going to be like,
I will lose my mind if Mac Jones.
I've heard it sounds like it's almost like a lock at this point.
To the Niners.
They love him.
No. How can you love a guy on a team that good?
Exactly. When he was literally like third round talks before the season ended.
Right.
It's like, this is why the Bama quarterbacks never pan out.
I would take him at like 20.
Except for Tua. Tua was different though. And I would take Mac Jones like mid-20s.
I would take any quarterback at 20 pretty much, just because it's a quarterback, you know, you might get lucky.
Johnny Football.
I mean, he was in Cleveland, so RIP. But I would not take him. He's not athletic. Like in this NFL, all these successful quarterbacks are runners too.
Right.
You know, Josh Allen, Mahomes can run, Lamar Jackson. What does Mac Jones do? He's going to sit in the pocket and throw okay accurate balls. Like,
yeah.
The man holding the Lombardi Trophy is a 42-year-old pocket passer.
Okay, well, Tom Brady's a little bit different than Mac Jones.
Yeah.
I honestly kind of like, I hate San Fran, but I understand the Mac Jones thing. I actually think I would take him before I would take Fields at this point.
What's up with Fields?
I don't know. A lot of people said that people don't like his character.
Mac Jones has 2 DUIs.
I know, which is really weird to me too.
That's racist as hell.
That's so racist.
It's like blatantly racist
at
this point.
Wow. Yeah. Okay, but I wouldn't take Mac Jones ever.
Yeah,
like, I should be working at Quiznos.
It's straight up. I know. They were like, oh, Fields got off the character field or off the field issues. And I'm like, Mac Jones literally has 2 DUIs.
What I've seen.
You don't hear a word about it.
I've read is people are concerned in terms of off the field issues is like almost like a Jamarcus Russell situation where he's not like a playbook guy. He's not like a tape guy. Which, I don't know. I mean, they're all assumptions at this point. That's all draft stuff is assumptions.
His interview must have been horrible then.
Yeah. I like Fields, but I have always said he's a one-read quarterback. Like, if you watch his, like, Ohio State, like, I watched his, like, this 4.5-minute video of all these throws at Ohio State. the dude never looks at the other side. Like, he has one read and he just waits for it to get open. And Ohio State was easy because he have all these weapons, and Big Ten was terrible.
Yeah, Dwayne Haskins, right there you have it. Like, mm-hmm. it was kind of the same deal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That makes me curious. I wonder if, who's the BYU guy?
Zach Wilson.
I wonder if he's going to be the best, because you have all these quarterbacks on just amazing teams, right?
Yeah.
Lawrence on those Clemson receivers are crazy. Every single one of them is going to play in the NFL.
Right.
Same with Bama. Right. Same with Justin
Ohio State,
Fields.
Yeah. LSU. Like,
they're playing with the greatest receivers that you could ever ask for.
Right.
Are they really going to? And then they're going to go to the NFL, go to the Eagles and play with Alshon Jeffrey,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Didn't Alshon Jeffrey
like
retire?
Zach Wilson,
did he officially
though.
Retire?
I think he did.
Sure. I thought I saw he retired.
I hope he did.
Didn't you release him?
Yeah, I think we did, actually.
Yeah.
We cut him and Jackson, yeah.
That's yeah. fair.
But
because I think they had pretty big deals, didn't they?
Our cap situation is so messed up, I don't think it matters anymore.
Okay, yeah. Because I know the Eagles and the Saints, I think, are the two worst cap situations.
So if you were the Niners, would you go Fields or Lance? Because a lot of people are starting to like Lance.
You go first.
I don't care. I think quarterbacks are kind of a crapshoot, as we've learned. And so I just take one and, you know, who I like the best. And I don't think it matters too much. I'm just proud that they're taking a quarterback.
Yeah.
Because you shouldn't be taking any other position
right.
in the top.
This is going to be the first year. It depends what happens at four. But a lot of people, my prediction too, is that Atlanta trades that pick at four to someone like Denver.
Yeah.
I think it's very likely.
Really
someone's going to go up. And if they trade back for, and someone trades up for a quarterback, it'd be the first year ever that the first four picks have been quarterbacks.
And that's crazy.
Yeah.
That's really crazy.
Yeah. I think it's worth the risk though.
I think so too.
Just to find that guy.
Yeah.
I mean, people keep giving hate on like the Eagles and Rams for taking Wentz and Goff 1 and 2, but one went to a Super Bowl, one won a Super Bowl with those
right.
quarterbacks. So at the end of the day, that's
Wentz
all
didn't win a Super Bowl.
Exactly. They wouldn't have won it without him. I'll say that. They would not have won it without him. He was 11-2.
Yeah, he made some good hand signals
Wentz,
on the sideline.
Wentz would have won that.
He would threw 27 touchdowns, 33 and 7.
Yeah, Wentz would have won the Super Bowl. That Eagles team was on fire. Yes, yes.
Oh my.
Yes.
Although I was okay, the Foles Super Bowl performance, pretty crazy.
Yeah,
Foles on his day can make any throw, any quarterback. Foles on his day can make Rodgers throws, and that's what he was on the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
But I still think Wentz, I think he could have done it. I mean, it's always going to be a what if. He had such a good year.
Oh, no, he did have a good year. And I've never been a big Wentz guy.
He was gonna be MVP though.
But to go out and say he won a Super Bowl.
I'm not saying he won a Super Bowl, but the Eagles won a Super Bowl in part due to him.
They had the one because of him.
They were
11-2.
Foles came in and won two more games to get the one seed. Like they won the one seed, played at home against Atlanta, known chokers, Vikings, known chokers.
Yep.
Tom Brady can't do it on the big stage.
He's never proved himself.
Yeah. He's not first ballot, but like give him a few years, he'll make it.
He could sneak in.
Yeah. He'll sneak in. So Trey Lance. And okay, so here's the thing about this though. If he's getting taken, I think it's most likely going to be a Denver pick. Cuz
what do you think the Falcons do? Trade back with
them. I think they trade back. I think my mock, I think I have it up on here.
That's what I do.
If Mac Jones goes 3, I think Justin Fields has got to go 4 to Atlanta. Because I think if Justin Fields sits a year,
I think Atlanta needs to trade that.
I think they do too.
Yeah.
But if they don't like any of their offers, I think they could take a quarterback and let him sit. Because best player available is Kyle Pitts, but I mean, their defense is such dog water, that pick would be kind of become irrelevant.
Right. But I think that's the same thing with the quarterback. I mean, I mean, if you're going to be, if I still think, I said this on a show last week, I still think Matt Ryan has another year or two in him.
I don't believe in that guy.
I think they should trade him and tank properly next
year. But that's why, like, even if you trade this pick and then Matt Ryan doesn't turn out to be good anymore, then that's fine because you're going to be terrible and then go get a quarterback next year. Like, you don't have to take a quarterback right now. Yeah. You could build assets and then draft a quarterback.
Unless they absolutely love this guy. Unless they were blown away by this kid, whoever it may be. I mean, it can be Mac Jones, Justin Fields, or Trey Lance.
I have Denver trading up to 4 and getting Justin Fields.
Okay, so yeah.
That's what I have. Gotcha. And Atlanta trading down to 9.
I think the Rams are going to be good this year. Changing subjects with Matthew Stafford.
Yeah.
I like that.
I do too.
I think they're going to be
scary. I think that was our first episode here. We talked about the Rams. Yeah. Yeah. We're getting Matthew Stafford.
Because it was right before the Super Bowl. Because one of our first shows was the Super Bowl show.
And I think I'm so happy for Matt Stafford.
Yeah. I think McVay Matthew Stafford can, like, you know, hit a stop sign with a rock, which Goff really can't. So I think, I don't know. I think the team might be scary this year.
I think they can
win. It's just going to be a tough division, though. They're going to beat themselves up.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm not big on Arizona, though. I am not big on Arizona.
They're not going
to. They got spend happy.
They're not going to win the division. Yeah.
Kyler Murray's at Oompa Loompa.
Yeah.
But he's pretty good.
He's a baller, though.
He's pretty good.
He's pretty good. He's a very good Oompa Loompa.
Yeah. But yeah, I think Cliff Kingsbury is one of the most, if not the most, I don't even know if he's rated at all, but I think he's a garbage head coach.
I don't think he's going to last in that division.
I think he's terrible. That team is talented. I think Arizona has some talent.
Yeah.
I mean, they have how can you have Hopkins, Kyler Murray, and then they kept losing to these, like, bad teams or winning barely? Yeah,
they choked down the stretch.
Did they make the playoffs last year?
No.
No, they blew it on the last two weeks.
Yeah, that defense isn't bad either.
Yeah, they got dogs all up and down the secondary, linebacking core, D-line.
I think this is Cliff Kingsbury's last year.
I think so, too.
I could see that. There's a lot of pressure on him, I think.
Yeah,
but, I mean, it's like the division they're in. Who are they going to go get? For a head coach at Arizona.
It doesn't matter.
Sorry, I should have specified.
Doug
Peterson.
Yeah. Honestly, I think Doug Peterson's going to get another run. I think he's going to do all right.
I think he will,
too. I think he's going to be a fine head coach. You don't like Doug either?
I just hated the way that season ended. Purposely losing. I don't care if I'm like 0-193. If I go into a game, I'm like, I don't want to win, then you should not be playing that sport or coaching that sport. If you openly walk into a game and be like, I don't want to win, then I think you are screwed up here big time. That's why I hate the tanking thing. Go ahead.
I hate that take. I think if you're going to tank, you got to do it right, though. You got to play your third stringers and say, we're trying to win. You can't play your second stringers and then pull them for the third stringers.
Or you could pay the people you could play the people you're paying to play. Like, I don't. If I was a player I'm like a starter and my coach is like, yeah, you're going to rest. I know we're like 2-19, but you're going to rest. But what?
I bet they're happy, though. Like, I don't want to injure people. B, I'm so glad that we got, like, our pick was way higher. Like, we would have been 11, I think, if we won that game. And now we were picking. Oh, no, because we were at 12.
You're at 6.
We were at 6. I think we were at 11.
Yep.
Or 10, at least. I would much rather lose that game and be embarrassed about it.
If I jump that high in the draft board, I'm happy.
Yeah. We just got a first round pick.
No.
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely.
I can never support someone that openly wants to lose.
I cannot do that. You put your third stringers in.
Yeah. So then what are you like rooting against your team? Like,
yeah.
Like, I can never imagine sitting here watching like Damian Lillard hit a buzzer beater and be like, oh, damn it. Really wanted that third pick. Like,
well, if you're eliminated, I think it changes things.
No,
there's one thing to play for. You play to win the playoffs.
No, it's to win.
It's to win. It's to win your division.
You
go,
if you do anything competitive, you do it to win.
Yeah, but if you're not making the playoffs, like, you've lost the war. Like, I'm not winning a battle.
Then go win the battle.
Retreat.
Yeah.
Pull the truth.
Yeah, I'm getting out of there. I'm coming back next year.
The Knicks have been openly tanking for like 37 years, and they haven't even sniffed the playoffs until this year.
Well, I'm saying, if you tank, do it
right. The Knicks.
I'm fine with tanking if you do it right. And I don't think the Eagles did it right when they lost to the football team because they just pulled Hurts in the third quarter, and everyone wants to see Hurts because, you know, it's like, what can he do? He's playing pretty well at the end of the season.
Yeah.
And then Doug Peterson tanked on national television and just threw the game.
That was hilarious.
That was gross. I was pretty ashamed of that. But if he started off this game and said, you know what, go in there, third stringers, no one would have batted an eye.
I would have.
Well, I think that's so soft. Everyone else wouldn't have. Didn't you see? There was a story about the Bucks a few years ago, and I think they did something way worse, but no one batted an eye. But just because our game was on like Sunday Night Football.
Well, and it ended up costing the Giants the playoffs. Because if Washington would have lost,
screw them.
What were they? Who cares?
6-9-1 or
something?
Well,
no team in that division should have gone to the playoffs. Yeah. Like the NFC East should have played in the college football playoff. Like I think
they would have lost.
Washington football team's got a nasty defense.
Yeah, but they were also 7-9 or whatever and got into the playoffs.
They competed with the Bucks.
I take Bama.
Great. No.
I would not say
I think
Bama.
The winner of the I NFC East should play the winner of the college football final.
I would have taken Bama over the Eagles this year, though.
No, a college team would never be an NFL team.
You don't think so?
No chance.
Not even
no
Bama.
Chance. No.
Not the best
college
Bama
team can
team.
Never beat an NFL
really?
Team.
Really?
No.
I think they could.
Any sport.
Well, it depends on
these
the motivation.
These are professionals.
I guess if the college team, if the NFL team was motivated, then probably not. But
yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I don't think it,
God,
I don't
hate
think
tanking, it, and I hate people that support tanking.
I want a higher pick, man. It's for the greater good.
Okay, I don't like tanking week 12, but like week 16, 17, yeah. If you're eliminated and you know like a generational talent like Trevor Lawrence, I'm going to lose.
Okay, here's the
That's
question.
Like running in the Boston Marathon or like some big race and be like, well,
the race is over.
Well, I'm in 19th and there's 2 minutes left. I'm just going to go chill with like the cute girl on the side and drink some Gatorade and I'll finish like 3,000th. It's not like I've been like training my whole life for this, but if I'm not going to win, then we might as well just chill with 2 minutes left in the race.
What if
like
you
finish
had,
what
I'm not
you started.
Gonna, I'm not gonna
finish
blow.
What you started.
What if you had Derrick Rose on your team? You knew about his knees. And your team is eliminated from the playoffs. Do you play in the last 20 games of the season?
If he wants to play, yes. I'm not going to play. I will only play people that I think gives me the best chance to win the game or give me the best chance to win whatever I'm competing in. So if he thinks he could play and if I think that he's going to give us a better edge to win, then yes.
He's gonna blow his ACL guaranteed. It's
I'm
Derrick
giving
Rose.
Him $20 million a year to sit there and scratch his nuts and watch the game. Like, yep. No, I'm paying him to go play. Like, first of all, I shouldn't be paying him that much if we're in that situation.
The whole future's in jeopardy, though.
Yeah.
That means your job will be in jeopardy as a head coach.
He failed already. Like, what future is there? Like, you already, like, if you're already bad.
Okay, so the regular season's already failed mission. Like, you're eliminated from the playoffs. There's no point
in
competing. I don't
care. If I'm a player, if I'm a free agent, and this is just how the way I see it, but if I'm a free agent and I'm looking to intervene with teams that are interested in me, and I go walk into an organization that I know openly has tried to lose for the last couple of years. Hell no, I'm not signing there because I know 40 games into the year, if we're struggling, they're going to give up on me and I'm going to be out the door. I'm going to go up to the coach that is always competing and always trying to get the best out of them. And I'm going to go, I want to play for that person that I know won't give up on me.
Okay. So this team finally gets their quarterback though. They get a new head coach. Let's say Jacksonville, you're a free agent. You get a 5-year, $80 million deal as a corner. Let's just hypothetical. It's time to win now. Do you sign that contract? It's easily the most money you'll ever make in your whole career. New quarterback, new coach. Well, and the Jacksonville Jaguars have been openly tanking forever. You sign the deal. Or you can go to Minnesota Vikings, who've been competing for a while. They'll probably go 7-9, 7-10. But you'll get a deal for like 4-year... $40 million.
I will always go to the team that I think can compete the hardest.
You're taking the Vikings offer?
I am
offer?
Not going to surround myself.
Okay. New
I am not going to surround myself with people that don't want to win.
The Jaguars literally telling you, we are winning now.
Yeah, that's
We're
really
winning.
Worked for them. The whole tanking thing has helped them.
It is going to be a whole new face. It's a whole new team.
Okay.
Yeah, it's been a whole new team every year because every year they're bad again. Like, the New York Jets have been tanking for like 20 years. They gave up on Darnold after like 3 years.
Darnold is trash.
Darnold, yeah.
But how much
Gase
is that
is
in
trash.
His fault?
Adam Gase
is the worst coach to ever grace the NFL.
Okay, so it wasn't Darnold's fault then. So then why did they give up on Darnold?
I have a new hypothetical.
Like all of a sudden this new face comes in like, ooh, this. Shiny toy. How often does that work out?
It's 1941. You're in... I don't even know how to pronounce it. You're in Russia.
We're getting
you are in Russia. You are a German soldier in Russia. And do you tank when you know the war is lost? In the ultimate competition, the battle for your life, do you tank and go back to Germany or do you sweat it out?
Okay, that's a life and death
Russia.
Situation. We are not talking about life
for
and death.
For Derrick Rose,
when it comes
it's life
to
and
sports.
Death, man. He can never walk again if he plays that game.
Oh, my gosh. Well, no, Derrick Rose got hurt in a playoff game. It is not like.
Well, I'm just saying, like, it's like, it's their careers on the line for some of these NFL
And if they
players.
Don't want to play, that's fine. But if I'm coaching and he wants to play, all then right, hell fair. Yeah, I'm going to
okay.
play him.
Okay, so then that's totally that's fine. That's, yeah, I was going to say, I think we might.
But
we
if I'm
lost.
A fan, if I'm a fan, if like in that situation, if I'm a fan of Derrick Rose and I know he openly doesn't want to play, then to hell with him. I'm not a fan of him anymore. I can never actively root for someone that is not doing
but
their job, that is not trying to
what
win.
What if he brings you glory next year, though?
Yeah, what if you go to the Eastern Conference Finals next year? You know it's going to happen.
At home on a Tuesday night drinking a beer watching the game, I don't care about next year. I want to win now.
That's fair.
Like I don't understand watching a favorite team and openly hoping they lose. That is what boggles my mind.
I have rooted against the Eagles multiple times for the greater good. When Chip Kelly was coach, I was
even
actively
that,
rooting
like,
against
like
that
like you
team.
Said, you went from like what pick like 10 to 6 or whatever. Like I want to see the statistics on how much that even like makes a big difference. Well, also, like how much is that even like, oh, you're getting... I mean, either way, most teams in the NFL draft want a position.
You get a
and there's a good chance that the guy you want in that position, like the Eagles this year want a corner at 12. They're probably going to get the same corner they would at 12 than they would at 8.
It's like knowing you get higher odds in a lottery. Like you'd take the higher odds, right? Just by losing. You know you're going to probably get a player with better talent.
I think I'd rather compete, and then if it doesn't work out, then yes, you get that. Like if you lose fairly, like I understand that, but openly like trying to improve your odds by demoralizing a sport and by completely hindering the whole idea of competition. And
I want to see Seth at his basketball tournament when his girls are down by 42 last 2 minutes.
Yep.
He's yelling at them.
Yelling.
Get off the court.
I gave a speech to them because we were going to be pretty bad one game and they gave up and that like I don't know. I guess it's just how I was raised, but I don't give a damn at any point. Like, I mean, you know, with intramural basketball, it was like life or death for me.
Oh no. Yeah.
I don't care if I'm down by 30, like it's the score 0-0. Like my job, my duty, like the whole reason why, like when I played basketball, the whole reason why I was here is to play basketball, to compete.
Right.
So if I feel like I'm not competing, I am completely taking away from the integrity of the sport. Like I'm completely demoralizing
That's fair. I guess you just have a different lens than us.
Yeah.
You know, like I played tennis in high school. I guess I was kind of good, but like I never like went all out for it, and that's not really why I played. I kind of played to have a good time, and so I feel like from your position where it's like that was what you did.
Yeah,
that's what you wanted from the sport was to win, and so I feel like that's the lens you're looking at it through. Whereas I don't have that exactly.
I mean, I'm also like I will diagnose myself. Like, I'm crazy, like ultra competitive. Like losing's like the death of me. Like I hate losing. So just when I look at it that way, it's crazy.
So, and you know what? I think, and I agree with you. I love being super competitive. Absolutely love it. Football, wiffle ball, baseball, basketball, you name the sport. I don't like losing either. But I think when it comes to professional side of things, and I think Brett and I think we also look at the business side of it because that's when it becomes a business.
Because your body is your only asset.
I know. And I know, but I think when there is a business side to it though, and it sucks, but it's a thing.
It's like before I get injured, my body's worth $100 million, right?
Correct.
For a contract. And then if I get injured, I'm down to $20 million, maybe less. You know, Derrick Rose never got another contract.
Right. But then looking at the business side of it, NBA ratings are down. I thought I saw it was like 127% because no one plays in the regular season anymore.
I know because
it's going to hurt from a business side of it.
And the tanking's as bad as it's ever been.
Yeah.
Openly.
And it's disgusting.
Yeah. And I think that's the problem with having a game every day in the NBA. There's so many games. If you were properly resting these athletes during the season, they would not be taking games off. And they would be competing to their hardest every night. But this year, like, you just can't. Like, they have to take games off or they're going to get hurt, essentially.
Right.
And they're, for the most part, not taking games off and getting hurt. That's what's been happening. And
it's unfortunate.
Yeah. So, I understand that. I can never be a part of it.
Yeah, I know. No, I completely agree.
Like, being a Mariners fan is nice because like they're at least trying. They just suck every year, but they're at least like they're giving it their all. And baseball is obviously different because it's hard to take in baseball.
I was gonna say, yeah, I think it also kind of depends on the sport, but yeah, like the A's, the Mariners, they're always like actively selling. They're like trying to keep flipping.
Mm-hmm.
I think it also depends on the sport as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I will just never support. And then brought up the girls I'm coaching. I don't care what I'm doing. I don't care if I'm coaching third grade volleyball. If I feel like people aren't giving it their all, that is when I will lose my mind.
I played volleyball with you before, and you were demanding. I'm just out there drinking beers, having a good time. You're like,
volleyball?
Oh, I get competitive every day.
Really? A volleyball?
Slaps the beer out of my hand. That's six.
I don't like to lose. It's just... That's I tried. Good. There are situations like that too where I'm like, all right, I got to chill.
And that is, I've noticed that.
I got to relax a little bit. It's just, I can't. It's just who I am.
Yeah, just wired different. Also, like when the Eagles tanked, I was like, all right, the Giants aren't getting in the playoffs. I'm cool with it. You know, I'm fine. Like, who cares about the football team?
Yeah. See, I could understand that, like, if the Seahawks were to lose to cost the Niners a trip to the playoffs, like that would be pretty cool.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
But I would never. If it was the Cowboys,
I would have bought a football or an Eagles jersey. And I don't even support that team anymore. They're too bad.
Maybe it was strategic. Maybe they did that just to be like, nah, we can't have the Giants go in.
Although the Giants didn't deserve it with what, 6 wins?
No one in that division deserved it.
6 wins is crazy.
Yeah.
At the end of the year, though, I think Washington did have the better team.
They got a good future. If I had to pick. Yeah. And going back to the draft, that was actually one of my sneaker moves is I think Washington, everyone's talking about Denver trading up. Everyone's talking about New England trading up. Okay. I think Washington's going to jump New England and get Trey Lance. I think that's right.
Interesting. That'd be a good move for them.
Because I think that's a good fit where you can sit him for a year. And you're good enough to compete. I mean, I think Washington wins that division with Fitzpatrick next year. Well, Giants could be good, but...
I think the Cowboys do.
Really?
I think Dallas can back. Be decent.
Yeah. I don't like McCarthy. Pretty good. Oh, yeah, McCarthy is trash, but that team's got a lot of talent.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got to be decent.
Yeah.
Because I have them taking Patrick Surtain that corner, and...
That's what I have.
They need another corner, and I think their defense can be pretty decent. They've got to stay healthy, though.
Right.
That's the big thing, but I do like Dallas to win the division, if I had to pick... Because best quarterback in the division, more often than not, will win the division.
Yeah.
I think the Giants could be scary, too, eventually. I like Joe Judge a lot.
Daniel Jones will never scare me. Like, never, ever.
I agree. I think Saquon's way more terrifying.
Well, Saquon just tore his ACL, though. He's going to come back the same.
You can't win with a running back, either.
No, I know. But, like, I think Saquon's more terrifying than Daniel Jones. Yeah. That's just me. But, yeah.
Well, because Daniel Jones is, like... You know, a monster from Monsters, Inc.
Yeah.
He just turned into a comedian.
When he tripped on his own legs, that's when I knew.
I think that was against the Eagles, wasn't it?
Oh, that was against the Eagles.
That was a Thursday night game.
Yeah. People don't realize, though, that he was moving.
He was.
He outran
was
their soul. I mean, I know the Eagles' secondary is atrocious, but he outran all of them.
Yeah, he was going, like, what, 22 miles per hour?
I think he surprised himself.
Yeah.
He got out of himself.
Yeah. I mean, I think they scored a touchdown anyways on that.
I think they ended up getting a field goal drive, which made
it. I'm sure they beat us. Whatever.
No, you guys won.
Did we?
That was a Monday night. I remember that was a Monday night football game.
It was Thursday.
Oh, is it? I remember watching it at the shed, late at night.
I was up in Moscow. We just arrived for the weekend. It was a Thursday night game. And Wentz, I think, threw like a front corner of the pylon touchdown to Sanders.
Or it was like Corey
Clement.
Yeah.
It was honestly a dime.
It was because I think we came back in that game and I was like, oh. Eagles, and then we lost like 10 straight, but that game was good.
It was a good game. Yeah. And I think the Eagles ended up winning, which it shocked me because everyone in the house, when Wentz had the ball with 40 seconds left, everyone's like, oh, Giants won. Giants won. It was funny.
Yeah.
I think the Colts could be sneaky, though. I think if Wentz's career will be saved, that is the perfect fit for him.
I completely agree.
I think Wentz's can be a 10 to 15. Best quarterback in the NFL. I think he can be a solid starter if you got a good team around him.
You think that's his ceiling now?
I mean, his ceiling is probably like eighth. I'd say that, you know, but
okay.
I think for the next couple of years, he'll be like a solid play for, he'll be better than who they have last year. Rivers.
Phillip.
Yeah.
Phillip.
Poor Rivers, man.
Oh, we got a comment. What does that say?
I could try to see if it's up there.
Did I miss basketball talk?
Yes, I'm sorry. I don't know who that was, but yeah, we were ranting.
We could talk about dunk ball.
You're on the injured reserve for dunk ball right now.
Yeah, I'm going to be the coach/cheerleader this year.
Or the water guy.
Or the water guy,
Because it's summer. Yeah. We're going to need a lot of water. I like coconut water, by the way. You know, like the Vita Coca?
No, I've never had those. Okay. I've never had that.
Just go ahead and grab two of them for me next time we play.
I've never understood fancy water.
Like Fiji and Voss. Yeah.
Well, I'm going to pay $4 for water.
Yeah.
That is kind of ridiculous. Just give me the plastic screw top.
I like the ones that, and same with Gatorade. Like me and Trey used to always talk about this. The Gatorades that have like the twist off and they like spray it around. Oh, that's so much better than just like the twist off.
Have you guys ever?
Same with water.
Yeah. Powerade Zero. That's my plug for the show. Powerade Zero. Sponsor me. They sponsor my shoulder. They're sponsoring the rehab.
Sponsoring your ping pong career so you can return and play some ping pong. Brett's a mad good ping pong player. I was actually thinking about on the way over here how many sports we've played against each other.
Oh, probably a
lot. I mean, there's ping pong, there's tennis, golf, basketball, football.
It's crazy because I've won all of these two. I've never lost.
We used to do, we got to do it again too. I'll have to text Han. But we, at Han's house, we used to do, you get tinfoil and rolled up into a ball and you play. Have you seen those mini wooden bats?
Yeah,
this big, we play with those. Yeah. And we get like, we had like full on, we had a bunch of tournaments. We named them after like past dead country. We had like the Joe Paterno tournament. And we'd hang them up on the wall and it'd keep like your batting average, your home runs, your RBIs. It was crazy. You played 10 a couple times, right?
I played 10 a couple times. Yeah. That's a good game.
What? Was we so got to do this summer. Oh, that it's sounds so pretty much fun.
Except his Han's mom started getting mad at us because it destroyed the grass.
Let me get these out there and I'll announce the games for you guys. I'll broadcast play by play. On public radio.
Brett will be the new Vin Scully. Just super calming. He'll have like a backstory for every player.
It's going to be me, except I'm going to just do like that Cliff. Do you remember that the Reds guy who like said a slur and then was apologizing for it on air? And then someone hit a bomb and he was like, I don't know if I'm going to, and there's a drive to right.
Yeah. I don't know if I'm ever.
You got to do your job.
That's going to be me this summer. I'm just going to start apologizing for stuff on your guys' behalf, not even my own stuff.
There's a couple comments.
We could go to the park and we can.
Hey, shout out. Someone said we should be on ESPN, except ESPN sucks. The guy that loves the Vikings.
We'll go to Fox. Who is it?
Oh, the guy said he loves the Vikings. Saints fan. That sucks.
The Vikings got slapped by the Eagles in the playoffs.
Yeah.
But they always beat the Saints.
They do.
Let's talk about that. Let's talk about Drew Brees and his fraud career.
What do you mean?
Drew Brees and his dump offs. I could probably throw Drew Brees past with this shoulder right now.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe. Okay.
Darren Sproles made Drew Brees.
That is.
That's the most Philadelphia Eagles thing I've ever heard in my life.
Oh my goodness. Okay, but yeah, 40-year-old Drew Brees. Yeah, no, he's not.
Michael Thomas.
Trash. I hate Michael Thomas.
I know that's your boy.
I hate.
You're a big Michael Thomas guy.
I hate Michael Thomas. Michael Thomas talks so much. Loses so much.
You don't like the 5-yard in and flex in your face. You don't like that.
Not at all. Twitter, I don't know how you can stand
the Twitter
that.
Fingers.
Oh my gosh, that's like imagine me losing a dunk ball then tweeting at Han.
That I would retweet it. I would live for that. Funny. I mean, I like Michael Thomas. He's a beast. He really is. He is. He's physical. He's competitive.
Remember they lost. Who the Saints lose to this year?
It was the Rams. This year?
Yeah, in the playoffs?
Bucks.
Okay. I remember he was tweeting at the cornerback when they were
Murphy
playing the Packers.
Bunting. Yeah.
Was it Murphy? Or was it the other guy?
I think it was Murphy Bunting.
He was tweeting at the cornerback while the Bucks were beating the Packers on their way to a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And it's like, Michael, shut up.
Yeah, I didn't get that.
Like, shut up.
That's what's that Steelers dude? Chase Claypool going on TikTok after they lost the Browns. And doesn't matter. They're about to get clapped anyway.
Oh, really?
It was so bad.
Yeah. I hate these athletes that or Juju who's like dancing on the logos when they were in the middle of
receivers
like,
and corners are the
streak.
Worst. Yeah. Those guys are so annoying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those are the two loudest positions easily.
Yeah. That's my hot take though. Drew Brees is just a MAGA Carson Wentz.
Wow.
MAGA Carson Wentz.
No. Okay. I'm trying to get soundbited right now.
That's a Brett take for sure. Yeah. I remember a couple years ago you told, and it still like sticks with me. I'll wake up and like think about it. You said like Derek Jeter's most overrated baseball player ever.
Oh really?
It was like, oh, we're playing like ping pong or something.
Stand by
it. It still haunts me.
Derek Jeter would just sneak PEDs in October and they wouldn't catch him, and that's where he made his career.
Win when it matters, baby.
Okay.
No Drew Brees comebacks, though? You're just going to take it?
I know. You didn't really put up much of a fight there.
Well,
what, do you have one title?
He has one Super Bowl, but he beat Peyton Manning.
Okay, that was a good Super Bowl.
That was, I'll never forget where I was with that Super Bowl. That onside kick call, that takes balls.
The pick six, too.
Yeah, Tracy Porter.
That was a really good Super Bowl.
That was really good.
What was your guys' favorite one?
Favorite Super Bowl?
Yeah.
That one for me.
Oh, yeah. I guess that's fair. Yeah. Second favorite?
I really liked the Seahawks-Patriots one.
That was a good one.
That was a good one. Atlanta choking that Super Bowl also.
It just sucks that it was
beautiful.
New England on the other side of that.
I know, but seeing Atlanta lose like that, that was beautiful.
I was so sad.
Really?
Yeah, because I was like...
Oh, you were living in Atlanta at that point.
I was in Atlanta
point.
For college. Yeah. Well, actually, then I was studying abroad, and so we were watching the game at like 6 a.m. Everyone was from like Atlanta, you know, rooting for him.
Yeah.
And it was all like super cold out, 6 a.m. Our sleep schedules are messed up for weeks. And we watch Atlanta just choke it away. And it is silent in our place for like 2 hours as they choke. We all walk home in the cold. Not a word was said. My friends in Atlanta were like crying on the phone.
That is...
It was really sad.
That will always be, I think, one of the weirdest games. Because even when it was 28-3, it never felt like it was like...
Yeah.
Oh, I thought Atlanta had it. I was like, Atlanta just won.
I remember my buddy Eric... I don't know if you guys... You know Eric Lyon. But he was over when we were watching it. And he was a Patriots guy. His dad's from Boston. But we're watching it. And yeah, it was 28-3, but it never felt like... Like, I almost had the same feeling with this past Super Bowl. I kept waiting. I was like, Chiefs are still going to come back. And obviously they didn't. But yeah. It had that feeling where I was like, I think there needs to be one good thing to go their way. And
right.
Then,
it just
sure
never
enough,
happened. But for New England, it was the Dante Hightower fumble. That's when I knew. I was like, they're going to come back and win.
I don't remember that game too well.
It was
I remember the Julian Edelman
strip
catch.
Sack.
I remember that fumble.
Crazy, yeah. It was the strip sack on Matt Ryan in the like right before the third quarter ended. It was like within the final minute. Mm. And it was 28-10. And then New England got the ball back on their 40. And I was like, the Patriots are going to come back.
I remember what lost them the game is when they tried to throw it in field goal range on like 3rd and 9 with like 3 minutes left. Do you remember that?
I do remember
that.
They
got sacked. Had to punt. New England came back.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, they're literally throwing.
Do you remember that
game.
Julio catch? The greatest forgotten catch in the Super Bowl history.
No one will remember it. Jermaine Kearse is the greatest catch, I think, of Super Bowl history. That catch was...
No.
If the Seahawks would have... Except for David Tyree, maybe. But if the Seahawks would have won that Super Bowl, if they would have scored
that
on that play...
That would have been the greatest catch ever.
Oh, my gosh. But yeah, sorry, continue.
That Julio catch was maybe the most athletic thing I've ever seen.
Correct.
He was...
I agree.
His arms were fully extended over the sideline.
And he had to bring his foot like all the way down.
Yeah.
Right on the sideline. And I was like...
He is a freak.
When we were talking about great Super Bowls too, and our favorite Super Bowls, and they reminded me when we talked about forgotten catches, the Steelers-Cardinals Super Bowl. When Santonio Holmes caught it.
That was phenomenal.
In the end zone to win it. That, I thought that game, and Larry Fitzgerald had like the big 80-yard touchdown. James Harrison had like the 92-yard touchdown return.
That's a good Super Bowl.
That one was, and no one ever really talked about it. That one was good.
Yeah, that was good. That one was kind of foggy for me, though, because what year was that?
2000.
Was that like 08?
No, I think it was a little bit, I think it was 09 or 2010 or something like that.
Oh, then I think
it was
09.
It was the year when... Like right after they had Polamalu and wasn't it Fitzgerald facing each other on the cover?
That was 09
on Madden. Yeah, I think it was 2009 when
that
happened.
I think that was 09. Yeah.
My favorite part about the Eagles Patriots Super Bowl.
That was a good one too.
Was when they left the defenses outside the stadium for the whole game. There was no defense play.
Yeah, no, seriously, dude.
They said Nick Foles, you're playing cornerback this game too.
Yeah, because Brady had what, like 500 yards and five touchdowns? Brady had like,
yeah, it's
like
the most passing yards ever in a touchdown.
Yeah.
Or ever in a Super Bowl, and they lost.
I think it was ever
I believe it.
In a game. Mm-hmm. Or maybe not in a game, but there was the most yards ever in like a game in the Super Bowl.
Oh, I bet. They by lost. A mile too.
Yeah. And then, like, the biggest play, well, I guess probably the Philly Miracle is probably the biggest play, but the other one was the biggest play was a defensive strip sack.
Yeah, yeah.
The defense one defensive celebrating. Play. I'm like, you guys just gave up, like, 34 points.
Yeah, that's right.
That was a good game.
Were you nervous when Brady threw the Hail Mary?
Not when he threw the Hail Mary, but when, before the strip sack, I was terrified.
Oh,
that strip sack was huge.
Oh, no. Well, I was nervous because of, I knew we needed a touchdown because we were up. I don't remember how much we were up.
Weren't you up like four? Or something like that?
Yeah, it was 35-31, if I remember. The end of the final score. Or 34-30.
It was 41-33.
Oh.
And so we were up.
Oh, okay.
So I think we were down a point, and so we could have kicked a field goal. It was 3rd and 7. That was the third of Ertz. It was 3rd and 7. And I was like, we need a touchdown right now, or we're going to lose. And that was probably the most stressful. Because I knew like Brady was down a touchdown. I was like, all right, we can maybe stop him. Got the strip sack. And then I kind of knew it was over from there. Yeah. I wasn't too worried about the Hail Mary. A little worried, but that drive that Foles had to take him down, that was the most nerve-wracking part of it.
I definitely was holding my breath, though.
Oh, yeah, I didn't breathe. I set the world record for holding the breath during that drive.
God, I bet that Super Bowl was just back and forth, back and forth. I'd be shitting my pants, too.
Yeah. Super Bowls are always so cool because you always remember like where you were when you watched them.
Yep.
You came up for the Chiefs. Chiefs 49ers one, right? Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
The saddest part about the Eagles Super Bowl, though, is that I bought a Wentz Super Bowl jersey. Can't even wear it. It was the nice expensive version, too. It had, like, the 51 on the lettering.
Oh,
I might as well burn it right now. I'm going to take it camping and use it as fire starter.
You bought a jersey of a guy that didn't even play in it. Dude, that held sign. That's what I did for 4 years at Boise State. That's what Wentz did in the Super Bowl.
Just some arts and crafts to go on the poster boards.
That's right. It's I'll respect him. It's tough work.
Carson Wentz in the photography room the last 5 games.
Worst Super Bowl?
This last one.
Last one. I think I'd almost so agree boring. With that. That was bad.
Or
that was
the a bad Super Bowl. Broncos
Seahawks.
No, Panthers. That was fine. Broncos Panthers.
Oh yeah, Broncos Seahawks is like obviously the Seahawks won. I was like,
oh
but that
yeah,
one was,
God,
was
that
50
one was a
to
blowout.
Eight. The
that
score was 50-8.
It's crazy. The Super Bowl is either amazing, like
or horrible.
Top 3 games of the year, or just absolute
just
garbage.
Dog water. Yeah.
This year's was so bored. I was just bored the whole time.
Like, this year sucked.
The thing about Super Bowls and the Rams, remember the Rams Patriots?
I was just saying, the Rams Patriots for me is up there. I love defense, but there was no like good play.
Exactly. It was all punts. It was punt.
There was no interceptions, no like strip sacks. It was just.
That's what I look for. It's like if it's a low scoring game, there needs to be plays at least.
Right.
And that one didn't have a single. The best play of the game was like a Gilmore. Block like PI or,
right,
yeah.
Or a Brandon Cook's concussion.
I don't remember that one.
He gets concussed every Super
Bowl.
He's gotten concussed the last 2 Super Bowls.
Really?
Yeah, I
poor
think,
guy.
Because he did against the Eagles.
Against the Eagles, they knocked him out early.
I remember that.
Yeah.
That was a big hit.
That was gnarly. And then he got a concussion that Super Bowl with the Rams.
Okay, I don't remember that.
I think so.
He probably did. It's Brandon Cook's.
Did he? Yeah, I know. He's got like 5.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's just he's lost 2 Super Bowls.
Hmm. I want to be on for your. I gotta come on for your Super Bowl segment next year. It's fun talking Super Bowls.
I love talking.
This is fun.
And then like prop bets and all that stuff that goes into it. Super Bowls are so fun to talk about. I think the first one I remember will always be the David Tyree
Sam
catch. That one was always the one that. Well, I think the Saints one was before that, right? That was the year before.
That was after,
or is it a year after?
Yeah,
I think the Bears one wasn't the Bears one.
Oh,
one
Bears before? Colts.
I remember that one because I had the flu. And I was sitting there with my sippy cup watching Devin Hester take it back
on
97 yards.
Kickoff.
On the
opening
kickoff.
And your dad's a big Bears fan, right?
Yeah, so they were all gone at like a party and I was home with my mom. Super sick watching Rex Grossman fumble the game away.
That one I remember the most, but the first Super Bowl I remember seeing, I don't remember it well, it was that Steelers Seahawks.
Yeah, I do remember that one.
Oh, I remember that one too.
The Sean Alexander one.
Yeah.
The most rigged game in
boring.
NFL history.
That one was boring too.
I don't remember much, but I just remember seeing
it. Was like 21-10 or something like that.
Yeah, I remember when I was boring. Younger, I was be like, oh, this is rigged. So that's what I remember from it.
You still think it's rigged?
No. I don't think so.
You guys think Vegas rigs the NFL?
I think the NBA is rigged.
Remember when the Saints didn't get called for PI, though? Or the Rams didn't call for get called for PI?
There's a lot of like
there's
old
so
Saints
much.
Jobs.
We could just have a Saints session right now.
We really could, and it happens every single time we bring a guest on. Yeah, I swear to God, we talk
NFL. How can you let Case Keenum and Kirk Cousins dunk on your organization?
I don't know.
Case Keenum.
I'm going to be honest.
Kirk Cousins walked into the Superdome and dunked on Drew Brees, the most overrated quarterback in NFL history.
That is such all right, cap.
Easy
that
now.
Is, okay,
easy.
So here's the thing.
I'll
here's
even defend the Saints. The Saints are hilarious. I love bash on the Saints, so but I'll even defend that one.
Ever since we won the Super Bowl, and I'm convinced of this. I really am. And New Orleans is a huge voodoo city. I think the Saints sold their soul to win a Super Bowl.
I've heard that about the Eagles too.
But like, what did? Okay, so but the Saints had Bounty Gate.
Yeah,
and they think they had like they targeted Brett Favre and everything. I think the Saints will never win. I really think I'm kind of superstitious. I don't think the Saints will never win another Super Bowl until the Vikings do.
Why the Vikings? Oh, because that was the
because the NFC
like
Championship
Apex.
Cursed by
oh,
the Vikings.
Oh, so that's why Kirk Cousins and Case Keenum,
Marcus Williams, yep,
dunk on. Okay, got it.
That sounds like the.
Because I'm sorry, the Minneapolis Miracle, is that ever going to happen again?
That was a cool play.
That was insane.
And then Nick Foles dunked on your head top. Oh my God.
No,
how
I
many
didn't.
Back? Yeah, we beat you by like 31. Oh no.
That was
no,
the Vikings.
Oh, the other way. Sorry.
The worst playoff team ever in history also beat the Saints in the playoffs. The 7-9 Seahawks when Mark
Quake.
The Beast Quake, baby. That
oh
was the worst.
Gosh.
That team,
granted,
I would have taken Washington football over team over that
granted,
Seahawks team.
No.
Yes, that Seahawks team was so bad.
No.
They had
you
AJ
still had Matt
Hasselbeck, a
you
terrible
still-
defense. They were like 29th in defense that year, and then Matt Hasselbeck, who.
Yeah, but you still had. You were still home. That's what blew me away. You saw the 12th man.
You remember when.
They won the division.
Remember when LeBron dunked. Remember when LeBron dunked on Nurkic? That
the Jason Terry one, I think, was worse.
Okay, anyways, any LeBron dunk, I'm going to Photoshop Kirk Cousins on LeBron's head and Drew Brees onto Jason Terry's head and give it to you as a t-shirt for Christmas.
Okay.
Actually, I'm going to give it to you.
I love how it's an Eagles fan right now, too. Like, the most screwed up organization in football right now.
Right.
Just going at him about the Saints.
How are you? Why are you a Saints fan anyways?
So, good question. So,
that actually is a good question.
I know. I'm a Lakers and Dodgers fan. My dad is from LA, God. And he's a Raiders fan, and I'm sitting here growing up watching the Raiders, the Jamarcus Russell Raiders, and I'm like,
were they bad? I don't know too much about that football.
Jamarcus Russell is the worst draft pick in sports history.
The okay. worst team I've ever seen. I think I'm pretty sure they went 2-14 back to back years, and Jamarcus Russell, and we lived in the Bay Area at the time. We had season tickets. I remember they played the Peyton Manning Colts. It was 42-14 was the final, and Peyton Manning had like 5 touchdowns. Anyways, Jamarcus Russell threw an 80-yard missile. Like, this dude had a howitzer for an arm. There was not a receiver within 20 yards. It went. The
sounds
safety,
like Carson Wentz this year.
The safety literally was like this. It was a punt. Like, he punted
the
with
punt,
his arm.
Yeah, I've seen those.
Yeah.
I know those.
Did you? Have you heard that Jamarcus Russell story?
Yeah.
That came out recently with the
with
tapes.
With the tapes.
Did you hear that one?
Yeah.
That's
so anyways,
funny.
Circling back. To help answer your question, I'm like, Dad, I don't want to be a Raiders fan.
Yeah, that makes sense.
This is the worst thing I've ever seen. So growing up, he was a USC fan as well, so I'd watch USC football. But Reggie Bush, literally still to this day, one of the best college football players I've ever seen.
He never played college football.
Reggie Bush.
No. He has no college football stats.
You're right. Okay, so...
They took away his stats.
The pigment of my imagination, Reggie Bush.
If you look up Reggie Bush's college stats, it's literally 0 carries, 0 yards. They took him away from USC.
That's unbelievable. Anyways, that was...
sounds like Drew Brees' Super Bowl stats for the last
really?
15 years.
Wait, what stats?
Drew Brees' Super Bowl stats for the last 10 years.
Zero
rushes.
He changed it from 15 to 10.
Yeah,
I forgot when the Super Bowl was. I was like 6.
At least he has one. He's got one.
Yeah. Yeah.
But anyway, continue on your story.
Reggie Bush got drafted by the Saints. I became a Saints fan.
That makes sense.
Yeah. And that's I was like, story. I'm going to roll with them.
Yeah. I became an Eagles fan because I thought DeSean Jackson and LeSean McCoy were pretty cool. I was like,
LeSean McCoy was an animal.
Yeah. And Brian Westbrook. I just like that team.
Brian Westbrook, too. Wow. Yeah. Were you a fan? Who was the safety? Brian Dawkins.
I love Brian Dawkins.
That was
Brian
like right
Dawkins.
Before I joined, but that was probably a big part of it because I watched the YouTube videos.
He was like
stuff.
The dude's Terrell Owens era, wasn't he? Wasn't T.O.
Yeah,
there
I think he, yeah, I think he was around there.
Yeah, D'Donovan McNabb.
Yeah, that was like the Super Bowl. I think that was the Eagles Super Bowl was like the one before I started watching.
When they lost to the Patriots, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
Andy
gotcha.
Reid's first Super Bowl. That was like 2004, I think.
Yeah,
it was 2005.
Yeah, 4 or 5.
Yeah.
Before I wrap up, though, so you don't think Drew Brees is... Where would you rank him all time? Oh, honestly, all jokes aside.
I don't know. He's probably like top 15. He's definitely top 15. I don't know. I don't know what exact rankings I'm going to put here.
All right, so give us your top five.
Behind,
so
like,
what's the ceiling?
Behind active quarterbacks, he's definitely behind Rodgers.
Behind Brady. Rodgers?
I'd put Rodgers over him. Rodgers, Brady, Nick Foles. who else?
There's no way.
Jalen Hurts.
There's no way.
Peyton Manning. I'd take Peyton Manning. I don't know. I'd take him over Eli. I'd take Drew Brees over Eli. I don't know.
I would hope so.
What are your... What would you rank him?
Fifth all time.
Behind?
Brady.
I might even have him higher or lower than that.
Brees?
Yeah.
So I have...
I'm not thinking... Football was a long time ago for me, so it's hard for me to think of that stuff.
So I have to look at the list all time QBs. I got for sure Brady. I got Peyton Manning. And there's always like the... There's the debate with like talent as well. Like Mahomes talent-wise, you can already make an argument. He's the...
Yeah.
Top well, five ever.
There's a difference between boat and goat. Best of all time versus mm-hmm. greatest.
Yeah.
Right.
And so I'm talking goat right now. Like Mahomes is probably already the best of all time. Like LeBron's probably the best basketball player of all time, but I don't know if he's the greatest. I think there's a difference.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. We've talked about that actually.
So I would take Brady, Manning, Rodgers, barely.
Joe Montana.
Yeah.
And then. Montana, Brees.
I don't.
Who else is there?
Brett Favre, Philip Rivers, Dan Marino, Big Ben, Eli, Matt Ryan, John Elway, Warren Moon, Frank Tarkenton, Carson Palmer.
Palmer. I think Big Ben has had a better career than Drew Brees.
That is no. Drew Brees is a better quarterback.
I don't know how to define quarterback. I don't know. I would put Big Ben over him.
Why?
More rings. Pull up the stats. Pull up non-screen.
So
stats.
I get rings. Brees has them in every single stat. Guarantee.
Really?
Oh okay. Yeah.
I don't know. I just feel like Big Ben's done on the big stage a couple times. Drew Brees has lost to
Ben's got
Kirk Cousins
two rings, right?
Does he have two or three?
He's been to three. They lost to the Packers.
Okay.
With Rodgers, and then he beat
Seattle
and Arizona.
He hasn't been to Super Bowl in like 10 years. Wow.
Since they lost to Green Bay.
Okay.
It's been, it's
maybe
been like 12 years.
Maybe Brees. The Saints had a couple tough years though.
Yeah.
They were bad for a couple of years.
They were like a 7-win team for a couple straight
they
years.
They went 7-9 for 3
their
years.
Their defense
in a row.
Was always so bad though.
Historically bad. And that's when Brees was throwing like for 5,000 yards because he had to.
Yeah.
But for being 6 foot and not mobile. To me, that's insane.
Yeah, no, he's pretty crazy.
The way I look at that argument is football is so much harder to make. I mean, it's easier because we're comparing positions, but it's hard to make like the GOAT conversation because there's so many different positions. But if you had to pick one quarterback, regardless of your roster, and you have 1 year to win a Super Bowl, like who would you pick first? And I would go Tom. Definitely number one. I would go Joe Montana, number two. Then after that,
I would do Rodgers.
I think I'd. I don't know. I don't think Rodgers is a winner, really.
Well, you had to play with Mike McCarthy, who was a dunce. And then
accuracy, talent, winning mentality.
I think
Rodgers has it.
I'm just hating on Brees because I think the Saints. If the Saints won one of the last three Super Bowls, then like his legacy is cemented. But they didn't, and so now
they should have
like,
been to the one against the Patriots.
Yeah.
The fact that they haven't been to a Super Bowl in the last 5 years,
that's especially in a,
that's bad. In that like team has been good.
Yeah, the NFC has always been like kind of weaker too, compared to like you don't have to beat a top team in the NFC. I feel like
I would argue that the last couple of years. No, I think it's starting. The AFC is better now, But I mean, you always had Rodgers.
Yeah, I guess that's true. I just think they needed to have won or gone to a Super Bowl, and they didn't. And I know that call was, you know, BS. I still think if that guy took, if that guy turned his head, Drew Brees just threw a pick six.
Straight up.
You know.
But like he, but he didn't. Instead he targeted him, yeah. And it was P.I.
I mean, it was the worst cornerback play of all time because he won the game if he turned
his head. He just wanted to lay a lick.
Yeah, straight up.
So yeah, I do think that was BS.
But I mean, and then the Minneapolis miracle, that is...
I will say they've lost in very unlucky ways. Like, and then you could also argue that last Kirk Cousins, there was PI that Rudolph pushed off.
It wasn't as bad. It wasn't too bad. I don't think that was the reason they lost, though. I think
they've been unlucky, but good teams get it done.
You're right. No, I agree 100%.
I know people don't like when I argue this. The PI did not cost them that game.
The Saints
had the ball first in overtime with the chance to go win that game.
They threw the pick.
I think the momentum was completely shifted. I that's just me though. I feel like momentum is a legit thing. Yeah. If that flag is thrown, that game's over.
Well, yeah. So that's
that game doesn't go to overtime.
But I think
not necessarily though. You still have to go score after that. Yeah, PI doesn't give you a touchdown.
No, I know. But they would have first and goal inside the five, and Sean Payton and Drew Brees have scored literally 85 plus.
Well, they just had to kneel it and kick a field goal. I think.
Yeah, they could have done that too. It was over. Right.
But the problem was that Sean McVay made the worst coaching decision of all time that everyone forgot about when he kicked it from the one to tie the game. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do remember that.
Or to go up. Was it to tie it?
It was early in the fourth, wasn't it?
It was late in the fourth. I think it was to tie it because I think then the Saints kicked a field goal and then the Rams went and kicked another field goal.
Oh yeah, then they went to overtime.
So Sean McVay had the ball in the
right,
one.
Yeah, right.
A field goal to tie it.
And then they went into overtime,
which was the worst decision I've ever seen. You have to go for that.
Yeah.
And so I think, I mean, if Sean McVay was anything that resembled a good coach, they would have won that earlier.
But yeah.
Sean McVay is also kind of trash.
Yeah. Damn. No, yeah.
This game's great. Bad coach.
Yeah, it's just... But I feel like Drew Brees is, like, he can only do so much. And every time the Saints have lost, it's always a highlight of the defense.
Yeah. That's fair. I'm just hating just to hate.
And I respect it. That's okay.
It's good content.
Do you hate Brees or do you hate the Saints?
I just kind of hate the Saints because the Saints were so annoying when the Eagles, like when you all beat us the next year, first of all, we were going to win that game if Alshon Jeffrey didn't, you know, throw the ball into your quarterback's hand. Alshon Jeffrey literally slapped it into his hand. Do you remember that?
I think he let it go through his hands.
The worst catch ever. But you guys were just like annoying about it and like put on your dog masks and it's like, you didn't even play us in the
Saints defense. I like the Saints because I love their jerseys. I think their colors are super cool. But their defense is annoying as hell.
Like you guys were acting
Lattimore's
like...
Lattimore's always bitching. They
you
always
guys
gotta,
were acting like you guys were so much better than us. And it's like, guys, we didn't even play you in the last playoffs. We did our thing and won the Super Bowl. And Kamara was like, oh, we would have beaten the Eagles. And it's like, you didn't even play us. Why are you mad? It's the Michael Thomas mentality. That's what I hate about it.
So it was the Kamara tweet where it's like, oh, we would have beat the fuck out of the Eagles if like, Marcus Williams made the tackle.
Yeah, stop talking.
You would have beat the Eagles didn't even play if us. You didn't lose to Case Keenum.
Yeah, you lost to a guy who was not in the NFL the next
that,
year.
That play still hurts.
That was sad. That was crazy.
I mean, that was one of the greatest, still one of the greatest playoff games I've seen.
I was hyped because I did not want to play the Saints. Yeah. I think you would have beaten
us. The Saints
us.
Were the...
I honestly, don't that would have been a that. Way... It would have been a way better game than
no,
the Vikings.
No, you can't say that.
Yeah. No, I completely agree.
No, the Saints game would have been... I was saying you can't beat Kamara and you can't say we would have beaten the Eagles.
It's like,
you can't
and then,
say
yeah,
that.
And then you guys were like taking all personally the next year when we were the sixth seed, almost beating you on your home turf. Like, just shut up and win the game. Be like, good job. Good job, Eagles. You're playing with half of a roster. Like, good game. And then you were just like, put on your dog mask, which was our thing. And I was like, just stop. I don't know. It was annoying. Is that iPad off?
Yeah. I got a phone call and I think that's why it turned off. Sometimes it does that. But so yeah, the live stream's off, but we're still going here.
Thank God.
It is 8:10.
Manners,
wrap up?
Manners Dodgers time, baby.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. First pitch.
Yeah.
You nervous?
No.
I'm nervous.
It battled two first place teams.
Yeah, I'm terrified.
Manners Dodgers.
I'll see you in October.
I'm gonna if you all get there.
I'm gonna watch one inning of baseball this entire year and then come on with some hot takes in September.
What game is it gonna be?
Or like Yankees, Sox.
Do like just like spin a wheel, watch one game, one inning.
Yeah,
and just be like,
that's what I'm gonna do.
I got this.
It's gonna be like Mets,
Royals, Twins. Yeah.
It's gonna be like the
Cardinals,
it's gonna
be like
the bottom of the fourth with one out and Twins Royals in a 2-0 game. Yeah. Like the Twins got a shutout defense. They made a double play in that inning, and it was,
for all we know, they could just be like the worst team in baseball.
And so I'm gonna compare it to Drew Brees. I'm gonna link it.
He's gonna find a way to just link it. All right, everyone, thank you for listening to the Takeover. Brett, appreciate you for coming on. Hope you had fun.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Can I say my plug?
Yeah, absolutely.
Get your vaccine. Go to findashot.org and get vaccinated so we can all have a great summer and not get COVID.
That would be sick.
Second plug, buy some Bitcoin.
Bitcoin?
Yeah, buy some Bitcoin.
Okay. Any other coin?
I mean, there's a lot of other coins. Not Dogecoin. Well, you could buy Dogecoin if you wanted to.
It's a little late.
Yeah. You could buy some, Ethereum, maybe some Chainlink. I'm super into cryptos, but Bitcoin's the easiest.
Look into Ryan's secret coin.
Oh.
I made my own.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How much is it worth?
Nothing right now. So I'll buy it while
it's
you can.
It's about to be worth $100.
I invest in shit.
Oh, I mean, all right. Do your thing.
I got you.
Okay. Y'all have a good one. Hope you listen to Brett's plug. That's huge.
Beers on the series?
Beers on the series?
On the Banners Dodgers series?
Oh.
You got to make that bet on air. That way it's cemented.
Well, what if we split? It's a 2-game series.
Ends ain't going to split.
But what if we split?
Then
there's
run,
no way.
Run differential.
Deal. Oh my. Deal.
Wow.
Wait. Or is it draft beer? Just a 6-pack?
Because
you know.
Let's go 6-pack.
I think you got to take him out and buy him a beer.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I was going to say loser Thursday brings a 6-pack. For the show.
I like that.
Yeah.
I definitely like that. Okay, we'll do that.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. There you have it, folks. There's going to be beer Thursday, but we're going to see who bought. That's going to be fun. I'm excited. All right. Y'all have a good one. Take it easy. Hope you guys catch us Thursday. We got more NFL to talk about?
More NFL. NFL draft time.
Probably something about Kevin Durant.
A mock draft.
Kyrie Irving.
I'm going to be live tweeting about Drew Brees.
Okay. No, please join the comment section. Yeah, RIP Brees, but now it's Jameis season, baby.
I think Jameis is going to be good for y'all.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
I think him sitting out that year, it's going to be huge.
Yeah.
Most mature move he's ever made.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And that shows. I mean, I guess he was like last one out of the film room. So
I think
like,
he'll be good this year. He's an athlete.
He'll be decent. Yeah. I mean, he was.
I kind of feel bad for him. Could you imagine like watching this team win a Super Bowl that literally the only difference is
the quarterback.
You left.
And Antonio. their defense got better and Antonio Brown too. But
yeah. Antonio Brown didn't really do much though.
That's true.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Just no turnovers.
Yeah. That's true.
And a little bit better defense.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, well, the Winfield pick was good.
Tristan Wirfs was a good pick.
I guess, yeah, they slightly did get better. And then when you had Tom Brady, that changes things. Yeah. But yeah, hope y'all see us Thursday. Love you. Have a good one.
Much love.
Bye.